You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC. And honey, I think we're done, right?
Done?
Holiday shopping. I can tell when we can't see the floor in your office anymore because it's literally covered.
With all these gorgeous, elegant Voyage AC gift bags and boxes, right? Voyage AC has incredible presents for every age and gender, beautiful scents, incredible candles and scents for the home, luxurious bubble bath, and glorious face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC at our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageEETCIE.com.
And even during the holidays, Melanie is still willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That is 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and scents.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge. And by the way, hon, your booty is looking well. It's looking really good in those leggings today.
Thanks, hon. Yeah, I love them. These leggings are super sexy, but they're also so incredibly comfortable. Sometimes I forget what I'm wearing. And for those of you who don't know, our season 11 sponsor, Cute Booty Lounge, or CBL's Kelly Nishimoto, is about to launch her own podcast called Behind the Booty. And we love Kelly and CBL so much that we've been bringing you some of the first episodes of Behind the Booty exclusively right here on The Only One in the Room. So look for it on Thursdays over the next few weeks.
Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned.
And everything they make makes your booty look amazing. Their leggings, right, have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. And they have a fit for everyone. I mean everyone. So you can order a pair for anyone on your holiday list.
And don't think you missed out on Black Friday prices. If you head to cutebooty.com right now and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY, you'll get 15% off your first order. And like Laura said, they have a style and size for everyone.
Right? So get your holiday shopping done and buy her a gift that she will literally live in.
My thoughts exactly. So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays to a new episode of Behind the Booty with Kelly Nishimoto. Embrace your body.
Love your booty.
Angela Rose, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's such a difficult subject. I'm not even sure where to engage into it. But, you know, I have kids. You were a survivor of a kidnapping. You were sexually assaulted. You pursued your assailant and put him in jail. And now you go on to tell your story to help other people avoid or to be aware that this is not an isolated thing that it can happen to anyone. 1996, is that when that happened to you? That's a long time ago.
25 years.
Yeah, and right. It's still happening today. Like, the rules of the game have changed, but the predators have not, you know? I came across that. I lived in Park City, Utah for a while, and Elizabeth Smart came on our radar. What was that, 2002-ish? And look, just to own my naivety is I was like, why didn't she run? You know what I mean? Like, why was she with this dude who kidnapped her? And through the course of a lot of pain, and I don't know what they did, how they dragged her through that story, but I came to understand that there was a much deeper story there. And I appreciate you, like I said, as the father of two daughters, trying to explain that story to us in a way that I can't say we'll ever understand, but at least have some idea of what happens from your perspective. So do you still suffer any PTSD?
Not a lot. I'm very sensitive to stories of crime. So mm-hmm. if I like the Squid Games, for example, or the Squid Game, the big thing, yeah, yeah. I can't watch it. I can't deal with blood or any of that stuff. But in terms of my own personal healing journey, I found an amazing therapist that really, you know, helped me with a lot of the post-traumatic stress that I had endured. And I think it's important for people to realize, like, when I share my story, not only do I want to try and help empower, you know, ladies and women, but really to engage men to understand truly what consent means. And so with my case being a stranger assault, most of the time it's somebody that we know and we trust. And so I think that's important for people to understand that the stranger danger, yes, it happens. It happened to me, but typically there is no weapon. It's usually somebody that we know. Maybe it's a friend or a date or a coach or an acquaintance. Right. It's somebody that's
somebody you
to
trust.
Us.
Typically,
that's right.
Takes advantage of that trust. You know, you talked about the moment that you were in the car and something deep within inside you, your intuition. I think you referenced it as your intuition took over. I was struck by the moment you said that I'm going to make sure this guy pays. Right. To me, that's trusting your intuitive self, this being that knows that you what you have to do regardless of what the circumstances look like. Do you think that that is who you are today? From that moment to who you are today is what you've, like the gift you've received?
Oh, certainly. I will say I would never wish what happened to me on my worst enemy, but I don't wish to change it because it really showed me this strength within myself that I didn't know exist. And the fact that I could bring survivors together and, you know, help uplift other people's voices and stories and let them know that there's a community and they're not alone. I would never change what happened to me. And so I've really been on a journey of faith. I'm actually going on a spiritual retreat this weekend in New Mexico. And for me, faith is the most important thing in my life. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that there's this call to action that comes with the word victim. So as soon as we get into victim mode, I think that we begin, that we can, I'll just speak for myself, but I get into this action that is not, in, like, I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm doing it anyway because I think I'm going to get a result. You went into this like, you know, screw this guy. Fuck this guy. I'm going to get out of here. You know, Laura mentioned my daughters. My daughter was just recently at a concert here in LMU and she had a panic attack during, like, this is pre whatever happened, you know, recently in the news.
Right.
About 3 weeks ago, she had a panic attack because the crowd was pushing. She felt unsafe, basically.
Right.
And something in her told her to get out. But she went through this moment of questioning her friends and how it would look on the outside and, you know, I just need to get my breath and everything will be okay. And she ended up leaving. And my first response, as Laura might have mentioned, was like, girl, you need to trust that.
That's
thing
right.
mm-hmm. was telling you to get out. You're not safe. Is this the core of the PAVE, and is this how you empower women these days, is to teach them to trust that part?
It's certainly a big part of it. You know, human beings are the only mammals on the planet that don't listen to their instincts. But what PAVE is really about is looking at the gender stereotypes that really lead into that. Stereotypically, women are taught to be people pleasers.
Right.
You know, so if you look at those gender stereotypes for both men and women and how we are raised sometimes very differently and how that feeds into the rape culture. So the short answer to your question is yes, but it does go deeper into more of like the cultural and the societal norms that are consistently, you know, just over and over perpetuated.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
There's a lot of to disprove. You know, that whole consent thing that you talk about is so interpretive, and it's based on a societal sort of norm or expectancy of, like, well, she had this on, or she acted this way, or, you know. And it's like, well, you know, somebody said recently in a show that women owe you nothing, nothing. And I think that is a place that most men have to check in with on a regular basis, based on what our society tells us, you know.
That's right. And there's a lot of victim blaming with what people were wearing, certainly. So we created a whole campaign called What You Were Wearing. And we worked with a spoken word artist that really kind of made people kind of blew their minds to say it doesn't matter what somebody's wearing.
He illustrated the insanity of that thinking.
That's right.
I'll have to look into that.
Well, and then there's also consent with a power dynamic.
Yes.
So if your boss has asked you out and you say yes, but there's a power dynamic where you're afraid that you might not get the promotion or might lose your job.
Right.
Is that still consent, even though you said yes? And that needs to be examined as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Laura and I, we explored that a little bit. It was shown to me in the morning show. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a story about that type of unspoken consent and just how damaging it can be from both sides, you know?
Yes.
What's wrong with our system? How come we aren't further along with understanding how to prevent this or keep this to make women feel safe?
Well, I think it goes so deep. And I really, truly believe in this notion of giving survivors the grace and the space to process these things verbally in whatever way they want without shame. Mm. I think the notion of shame is really, really impactful because there's a lot of perceived shame around these issues that we're really trying to change, that there is no shame in being a survivor. Just because of what happened to you doesn't need to define you. So we also want people to realize that you're people first. So for example, we have this really amazing partnership with a high school event coming up. It's a summit about sexual assault and consent in Georgetown Day School that's broadcast all over the country. And they start it off with a PAVE survivor panel because we want people to realize, and I always start with the panel, talk about yourself first as a person before your survivor experience. Mm. You know, you're a person first and then you've had this experience, but it doesn't need to define you. So I think in terms of where we are as a society, we need to remove that shame. We need to understand that, you know, Oprah Winfrey has come out with this new movement. It's what happened to you instead of it being, you know, what's wrong with you. It's what happened to you, and understanding the impact oftentimes of trauma on our lives and, you know, all the emotional aftermaths that come with it. A lot of times alcohol, drug abuse, cutting, sure, suicidal thoughts. There's so many things that come along oftentimes with trauma if people aren't given that support that they deserve.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you mentioned in the interview, your family is still, you know, came to terms with a lot of what you went through in a way that you couldn't control. And I'm sure that's a issue for a whole another interview, just talking about the impacts of this type of thing on families in general. But I'm really excited that you came and talked about this. I think our listeners are going to really enjoy understanding more about what they can do. You know, I think empowerment is really important. As a father, sometimes I don't want to look at this stuff. I want to pretend like it's going to happen to somebody else, but I know that that's naive, and I appreciate you bringing it to us.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys, statistically speaking, will deal with some type of sexual trauma in their lifetime. And that means all of us who are listening, anybody in this country knows somebody personally who's been impacted by sexual assault or abuse, but you might not know it because there still is a lot of perceived silence and shame that we're trying to change. Right. That's why it's shatteringthesilence.org.
There's more than one person listening right now that can take a step to get to terms with what they're going through. So, Angela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep. Thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep. We are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah. And you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.